real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Welcome back to Inside College Basketball Now with John Rothstein. Pleased to be joined by NC State head coach Justin Ganey as part of our new coaches series. And Justin, welcome. How surreal is it to be introduced as the head coach of your alma mater?
Man, I still wake up at night and pinch myself. You know, I'm so honored. It's a privilege to be here. And just to think 30 years ago, I was, you know, 19 years old, stepping on campus as a freshman, trying to figure it out, you know, trying to be a college basketball player. And 30 years later, I'm the head coach of this amazing program that's seen the likes of David Thompson, Wittenberg, Sidney Lowe, Monty Tau, Tommy Burleson. The list goes on and on, man. So it is a surreal moment. And I couldn't be more excited.
Who was your first phone call when Boo Corrigan told you that you were going to be the head coach at NC State?
You know, when I got the call, it was right before the game. So we were playing Michigan in the Elite Eight game. And so I had to sit on it the entire game. And the first person I told was my wife. You know, I saw her at the bus because she didn't even come to the back of the locker room. So I had to sit on it all the way until I told her. And then I told Coach Barnes was the second person.
How did you balance preparing Tennessee for the big games in the NCAA tournament with chasing the NC State job?
You know what? It wasn't a long, drawn-out process. So it wasn't something where, you know, there was a ton of preparation. You know, we have Boo and I have had a relationship, you know, previously. And so it wasn't like a get-to-know-you type right. of thing, you know, and so it wasn't drawn out. It was, you know, pretty a seamless, you know, prep for that. And more of my focus was on preparing our team to compete in the tournament and try to get to the Final Four.
What was it like saying goodbye to Tennessee after all the success you've had there the past couple of years, going to the Elite Eight 3 straight times?
Yeah, it was tough, you know, because obviously you make a lot of relationships, you build bonds with people and it was tough, but you know, Coach Barnes and is an amazing person who I feel like prepared me for this situation, for this opportunity. And he was so great through the whole process and so encouraging. And so, you know, I walked away feeling like, man, the program's in a better place. I left it in a better place than when I got there. It's in great hands and so I felt at peace with that.
Coaches have always told me that the hardest game to lose in the NCAA tournament is the Elite Eight because of what's on the other side, playing in a Final Four, joining that fraternity. What has it been like to obviously have great success and advance to the fourth game in the NCAA tournament, but come up just short of the Final Four the past 3 years?
It's tough. I mean, you're right, because, you know, on the other side of that is the Final Four. And, if you would have told me that before I gotten a chance to play an NCAA tournament, I'd say, hey, man, just get me in there and we're good. But when you get so close 3 times in a row And, you know, everybody's good. Everybody's good, you know, throughout the whole tournament. But when you get to that game, I mean, it is everybody's good and you got to be playing your best. You can't have an off night. And so it's tough, man. It's tough.
But that sign of consistency from Tennessee is just another thing that reiterates the consistency that Rick Barnes has had as a head coach. 16 NCAA tournaments in 17 years at Texas. Obviously went to the Final Four in 2003. An incredible run so far at Tennessee. As somebody who worked directly with him for a number of years, why do you think his teams, regardless of where he's coaching, are so consistent?
Man, I think his consistency, you know, he's coach never has a bad day, you know, like he brings the energy, he brings the detail, he brings it every single day. And, you know, and so when your head coach never has a bad day, there's pressure on the entire staff to never have a bad day. And obviously the players, they're going to have their moments, right? Because they are, they're learning and they're going through it, but they know they're going to get consistent effort every day from the entire staff, and it starts at the top. And so with that consistency, whether you're playing at home against whoever on the road, nothing changes. Nothing changes. The prep was the same in for the first game of the season as it was to play that Elite Eight game. And so that consistency, I think, is what you know, leads to the consistency of the program.
Now, we'll get to your non-conference schedule later on, but part of that non-conference schedule is going to be a game in Nashville against Tennessee next season. What do you think it's going to be like for Justin Gainey to go head-to-head with Rick Barnes?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I've been too busy, you know, focused on putting a roster together to even kind of think about that moment. You know, the game will be more about the players on the court than the guys on the sideline, you know, and my goal is to have my team as prepared as possible for every game that we play. And that will be the next one on the schedule. And you know, the goal is to have them as prepared as they possibly can to go in there and compete.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really, or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Justin, I know you haven't coached a game yet, but from what you've endured thus far, what's the biggest difference between being an assistant coach and being a head coach?
Man, that's a good question, John. You know, it's a lot of things. I would think, I mean, I would say probably the biggest difference is just the amount of micro decisions that you make on a daily basis. I'd say that's the biggest difference because the buck stops with you, right? And everybody's coming to you for that answer. Whereas as an assistant, you would get those questions, but on the tough ones, you always knew, hey, I'll just take it to the head coach and let him make the call. Now it stops with you. And so those micro decisions that You know, and whether they're big or small, they have an impact on your program. And so they all have to be thought out. And so I'd say that's probably the biggest difference.
We've talked a lot about Rick Barnes, who's had a tremendous impact on you, but you've also worked for a number of other really, really successful head coaches, Sean Miller, Herb Sendek. What are the biggest things from those two gentlemen and also Coach Barnes that you're going to implement with your own program at NC State?
Yeah, no, I had the honor and privilege of working for some really good coaches and great men as well. And throughout my career, and I look back on it, you don't really realize it as you're going through it, but it was like, man, that was a heck of an experience. And, mm-hmm. you know, the thing I would say that's consistent through all of them is the work ethic, mm-hmm. you know, the work ethic that they brought every day and the work ethic that they required the players and everybody that touched the program to bring. And that's what I plan on implementing here at NC State is just that consistent work ethic. I'm going to do my best and I'll be dedicated to never having a bad day and just bringing it.
You're an NC State alum, so you've got great working knowledge of the fabric of the institution that you represent. And NC State has an interesting place in the triangle because there's Duke, there's North Carolina, and there's also NC State. What do you think now as the steward of this program is the best way for NC State to carve out its place in one of the most hallowed basketball areas in the country?
Yeah. It is a special place. It's a unique place being in the triangle, right? And all three teams have had their runs and had their impact on history. Like, we're one of 16 programs that have multiple national championships, yeah. right? And so we all have our own history. And, you know, it's all competitive between the players, between the coaches, but also the fans. And you know, as I think about, us, I think we got to be the best version of NC State that we possibly can be. Not get caught up in, you know, comparing ourselves to somebody else and how other people do things. Like, we do what we do, you know, we do what we do. We are NC State. We have a lot to be proud of, a lot, you know, and so we can't forget that. And we got to be the best versions of ourselves that we possibly can. And within that, just being ultra competitive.
You know, Justin, you bring up a great point with that comparison game, because I remember hearing a story when Coach Valvano got the job. He went for a haircut somewhere and they're cutting his hair somewhere in the triangle. And they say, well, we hope you're going to be a lot better than the last coach that was here, who was Norm Sloan. And he responded and he said, well, the last coach that was here won a national championship. And the gentleman right. said to him, yeah, but think about what Dean Smith could have done with that team.
I never heard that story before, John. That's a good one.
Yeah, that was a good story. But let's talk about your ball club right now. What's your impressions of the roster you put together?
I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the group. You know, we were intentional when we went into the portal. It came quick. You know, I got the job on April 1st. Portal opened on the 7th. I didn't have a staff and, you know, we were putting it together. But I had a vision of what I wanted it to look like. And I think we did a good job of accomplishing that goal. We still got a couple pieces that we're looking to add and that we're going to add. But I think the pieces fit well together. I think, I wanted to build a program and not have just, you know, putting a team together every year. I think with guys with multiple years that we have, it bodes well to that. We're going to fight like heck to retain those guys. We have some guys that can really shoot the basketball and that'll be able to spread the floor a little bit. And so, I think it's a good group. I'm anxious to get them here on campus and to start working with them, right? Because, you know, you can watch them on film and you can study the analytics and all of that. But, you know, it's also getting them here, getting them all together and getting to work. And so that's what I'm most excited about. But they're all great young men. They come from great families, high character, and that was something that we were looking for. And they all are winners. They've all won at their previous stop, or been in a place where they won before. And so they know what that looks like and it feels like.
Well, you said it, in this climate, retention is the most important thing when you're trying to build a program and not just put together a team. And you retained one of the best shooters in college basketball in Paul McNeil, who started at NC State with Kevin Keats, played last year for Will Wade, and now is going to play for you next season. How did you retain Paul McNeil?
Man, you know what? It was great going through that process with him. Because we got to learn so much about each other, mm-hmm. you know, and in the speed dating phase of the NIL, you don't really usually get to know people like that. Yep. But what a lot of people didn't know is, like, I was the first person to offer him a scholarship when he was in the 10th grade and I was in Tennessee. And so our relationship goes way back to then, to those conversations. So we talked about those talks. We talked about how much I was able to watch him in high school and kind of follow his career. Yeah. And so through that entire process, he was here on campus and man, we had a chance to really to bond and connect. And I learned a lot about him. He learned a lot about me. He learned my why I chose NC State, why NC State so special to me, why I love it and he told me why he loved it. Right. And so we really got to know each other. We connected on a personal level as well as a basketball level. And I respected his process. He went through his process and the fact that he chose to stay home. We're all thrilled and we're all excited about it.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spell babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
How much will NC State under Justin Gainey look like Tennessee under Rick Barnes?
You know what? I got to be the best version of myself that I can. I can't be Coach Barnes. I can't be Coach mm-hmm. Miller. I can't be Coach Sendek. I will try to bring some of those characteristics, but it'll have my own flair on it, my own taste on it. But I do plan on, you know, having a group that when you watch them, say, man, those dudes play hard.
Yeah.
Those dudes play really hard and they play together. And I thought that's what our teams at Tennessee did. And that's what my teams will do here.
And they're going to do that in November and December during what is already a very, very difficult non-conference schedule. NC State has a return game at VCU. We talked about the Tennessee game in Nashville. There's also a return neutral site game near Ole Miss. Ole Miss played NC State in a neutral near Raleigh this past season. Is there anything else of significance for NC State's non-conference schedule for 26-27?
Yeah, we still putting it together. You know, so there's a lot of moving parts right now as far as that schedule goes. But for me, philosophically, like I want to play a competitive non-conference schedule. I want our guys to be prepared for the ACC regular season. Man, it's tough. It is a tough league, and I don't want our guys to be caught off guard. And so we're going to play a challenging, competitive non-conference. And, you know, obviously we got to, you know, do what's best for us and you know, prepare for, you know, those guaranteed games as well. But, you know, getting really good opponents there to set us up for March, right? We want to be in the talks to be a part of the tournament. What is it, 70, going to 76?
76.
76. So we want to be in that 76, right? And a lot of what you do in the non-con will have an impact on it. And so there's a lot of moving parts. We're still trying to figure out the rest of those pieces, but we'll see what it looks like.
What do you think it's going to be like when you wake up in the morning, the day your first game as NC State's head coach?
And, you know, I wake up a text from you. I wake up with a text from you. I always love those texts you send out. And, man, I anticipate waking up at probably like 5:30 and jotting down on my game sheet, you know, some different plays and different lineups and everything. But I'll be really excited. I'll be really excited and ready to go. And probably would not have slept the night before because of the excitement. So and hopefully maybe I'm getting my red jacket prepared to wear for that game. So we'll see.
You know, Justin, I'm always fascinated at how coaches hold on to their tough losses more than they maybe appreciate their great wins. So for you during your career, give me one great win that stands out from the rest and give me a tough loss that you can't shake.
Man, I'd say the great win, man, it was a couple. We had a win at Purdue my senior year. Okay. I made a three to win the game. I played an awful game, by the way, that game. But,
yeah,
you know, I made the game winner. So that would be one great one. Another great one would be at home against Maryland my senior year in the ESA arena. I made the game winner in that one to win the game. So those would be the two best.
What about coaching? What about since you've been coaching?
Since I've been coaching, the best win has been, I would say, well, one of the best was, and it was an exhibition game against Michigan State. And it
Dalton
was
Connect.
Dalton Connect had the amazing dunk, but it was the first game I got to coach my son. Okay. He had transferred from USC upstate to Tennessee. And, you know, he played well that game. He had 20, made a free throw to win the game. But it was the first time I ever, like, had the chance to coach him in the game. And he's shooting a free throw to win the game, and the camera pans to me, and I can't watch it. I'm staring away from the camera, and so that was an unbelievable moment for me.
And what about a tough loss in coaching that you've endured that stands out from the rest?
You know, I would say those three games. Well, I'd say the last two. Those last two Elite Eight games where you're right there. You know, because the first one, it was my first time there.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh man, we had a good season.
Yeah.
But then the next two you get to, it's like, all right, it's time to break through.
Yeah.
And so the fact that we weren't able to do it. And in both of those games, you know, they kind of got away from us a little bit. You know, those are the ones that kind of eat at you a little bit. And it's like, man, we were so close.
Give me one recruit that you desperately wanted as an assistant coach that you didn't get.
Man, that's a tough one.
Or maybe you're flawless. Maybe you're perfect. You've batted a thousand.
No, it's been so many of them. It's been so many of them. Golly, I would say, man. I'm thinking right now. I don't know. I don't know if I can say one, because I always feel like things happen for a reason, and maybe you didn't get that guy, but you got somebody else, and it ended up working out how it was supposed to.
Yeah, like you mentioned with Paul McNeil, you were his first offer in 10th grade, and now you're coaching him as head coach of your alma mater. Well, let's wrap on this. How do you, in your first season as NC State's head coach, get your alma mater to the NCAA tournament in 2027?
Man, first, we got to get them here to campus, right? We got to get to work. But I think it's just going to come down to, like I talked about earlier, like how connected can we be, right? How connected can this group grow into from when we step foot on campus here pretty soon to the end of the year? And can they start playing for each other? Can they lose themselves in the team identity and be really connected? Can we continue to get better throughout the year? Mm-hmm. And because, you know, I'm development is key to everything, but we're going to hit some bumps. I get it. We all are. But how much better can we continue to get and by the end of the year be playing our best ball and still feel like we're getting better?
Well, Justin, it's going to be a lot of fun to cover. Appreciate a couple minutes. Know how busy you are. Congratulations on the job. And as always, look forward to staying connected along the way.
Absolutely, John. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it.
You got it. That's NC State head coach Justin Gainey. I'm John Rothstein, and this is Inside College Basketball Now.
Paramount Podcasts.
What's the mission?
This is a manhunt, killer capture.
The critically acclaimed series, The Agency, is back. Streaming June 21st on Paramount Plus.
We got a mole. I want him smoked out.
Starring Michael Fassbender.
The agency is cleaning house.
Jeffrey Wright.
Proceed with caution.
Jodie Turner Smith.
You are not the good guys.
And Richard Gere.
Trust no one, not even me.
The Agency. All episodes streaming June 21st, only on Paramount Plus.